Yeah, look, we had a pretty good game there, well, excellent second half last time, so we're right off the back of that a little bit, but you know, we know Adelaide's up and about at the moment, and it's a good challenge for us.
In some ways, is it good to come up against what is the very best at the moment when you're struggling a bit?
Yeah, we're not playing a, you know, we're practicing really good, but we're not transferring that practice over to the court, so we've been inconsistent. Some days we're great, and other days we're very poor, so we have to reduce the margin of how good and bad we are. So, you know, to play the top team, the hottest team in the NBL is, you know, if you need extra motivation for that, there's something wrong with you. So hopefully that we'll put a good performance.
Have you had much time to watch them? Can you put your finger on why they've been able to be so dominant in their recent games in such an even competition?
Oh, they're just playing hard. They're every possession they're getting after are young, they're energetic, and they're, you know, got each other's back. And you know, it's going to be a great test to see exactly where we are against the best team in the league.
If you've got everyone available, I think Casey was a bit sore at training and all that this week, but you're all good.
Yeah, look, Casey's fine. We've got Corbin back. He missed last game, and you know, hopefully Damo's 2 or 3 weeks away. So we're getting there. We're getting healthy, and we're ready to go.
Can you put your finger on why it's not translating from practice to the real stuff?
Yeah, no, it's frustrating sometimes, but look, the guys have you know, put the hard yards in this week. We've got to turn things around and turn around pretty quickly, and we've got the next four on the road, so it doesn't get any tougher than that. But look, we've been in the heat of the battle a lot of times, and the guys have stepped up, and we're waiting for them to step up again.
Do you feel like if you lose, too many more playoffs are really slipping away, or do you feel like there's still a very long way to go?
I think just the ladder's standing at the moment. You win three and you go top or second. It's so close to the league, and you know, you want to stay in touching distance until we get fit and healthy and come home with a wet sail, so to speak. So, you know, we've got to win on the road. Basically, if we don't win on the road, we won't play in the playoffs. So you might as well start doing that now.
I think you said a while ago you're going to back in who you had and see how things went. Given the way things have gone, are you considering again perhaps changing things up input-wise?
We didn't know we'd probably get hit by so many injuries. With the 3 point guards all getting injured at the same time really hurt us. Look, we're getting through it. You know, we got to show that urgency to play. And if we don't show that urgency, certainly we'll have to shake things up. But, you know, we have confidence in our players, and all our imports played well. It's more so our senior local players that have really got to step up. Our guys that have been here 3 or 4 years, the microscope's on those guys a little bit more than the imports at the moment.
So it's still an option, but not something you're looking at right now?
I think the Australian content really got to step up. It's, you know, Johnson played a great game last week. Casey's been holding its own, and Jamil's been one of our best defenders. So they're doing their job. It's our other guys that really got to step up.
Training the other day, we noticed you were particularly keen on the defensive rebounds. Is that something you'll be looking at for the game coming?
Yeah, we got killed against New Zealand on the boards, and that's a work ethic, that's an intensity level thing, and you know, we got to fix that up. We can't give the opposition 2 or 3 shots down the court every time. We're playing good D, and we just got to close that off with our rebounding, and whoever rebounds the most is going to play a lot of minutes, and I don't know who that is.
Are you ready for Jerome Randall?
Yeah, look, he's dynamite, isn't he? He's certainly big. We did a good job last time on him, better than the time before when he dropped 40. But look, he's top 3 of the league without a question, and we're going to have to do a good job on him.